things, yes.
All things points.
Yeah.
And crunk. You're the crunk meister. Yeah.
Was there any crunk on that track? No, not really.
There needs to be.
It was in there. You could see it coming around the corner.
Yeah. Ah. All right.
Okay.
So who was that artist?
Oh. The album is Schlager. It's Germany's hits.
Oh.
Schlager. And
Do you speak Deutsch?
Yeah, I do.
Oh. You are multi-talented.
I am. That's Queen of the Edelweiss. Die Ancient Sänger.
By who?
Michael, doesn't say.
German Schlager.
Mader Eagelhoff. Huh. Okay. German Schlagers, recorded in Germany, so you know it's got to be good.
Yeah, that's legit.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a fantastic track queued up here, and it will have vocals on it. Jersey Girl was complaining a little while ago that everything I'm playing is all this instrumental marching.
I asked a simple question.
Okay, this one I believe, if it's what I think it is, has vocals on it.
Okay.
Give it a spin?
Yeah.
We should.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby,
don't let them.
I know the name of the song.
Yeah. Do you not know who did it?
You've got that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling.
Yeah. Do you not know who the artist was?
I should know it.
Yeah.
I know. Righteous Brothers.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Very good.
I don't know. I pulled that right out of my...
The air.
The air.
Yeah. The Phil Spector Wall of Sound with the 100 tambourines and the 50 pianos and the, you know, all the background vocals and stuff. It's just, it's a great sound.
Really?
Was that the normal speed for that one?
Yeah.
It sounds so ponderous.
Well, Bill Medley with he had that low voice, and then the other guy had the high voice. Do you know what? Have you ever seen these things called reaction videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
You know what we're talking
about?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know if that was something only I knew or they were.
Well,
like
maybe
famous.
You should explain it to the
well,
audience.
Well, that's a song that they played to a bunch of, shall we say, young black people, and they all thought it was black artists, and they were shocked that the white Righteous Brothers were white. And it's funny, they all just said, no, those people are black. It's just like, no, they're not, they're white. And it was just, it's just funny that, you know, they just assumed that they were, since they were so soulful, you know, that they were, I just think that's kind of interesting.
Huh.
Or maybe not, but kind of.
Kind of.
Yes, kind of interesting. 2 points.
All right. Yes, the Righteous Brothers right there. You've lost that love and feeling. Oh, they also do Kokomo.
Oh.
You know that song Kokomo?
Yeah.
I don't know. What song is that?
Kokomo.
I don't know the song.
Get there fast, yes. And then we'll take it slow.
I don't know that song.
Oh, we need to play that later. Oh. Kokomo.
All right. Want to go there.
I might know a cover of it. Or is that the one that you hear?
I saw Will Oldham play that in Point Reyes one time.
Will Oldham, wow.
Who's yeah. Will Oldham?
Will Oldham is like, he's an actor, right?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Anyhow.
Okay.
I saw him play it in Point Reyes.
All right. Was it good?
And it was incongruous. He's yes. like a beard kind of guy, dark and moody, can't sing out of, you know.
Made it all the better.
And then there was Kokomo.
It was good.
Oh, I have to play Kokomo. All right. Well, this is one of the ones that was in a box on the sidewalk near where I work. And the album, this was in an album. It was in a sleeve, sorry. And the guy on the front, he was just so happy and looking at me, and I had to take him home.
The guy on the cover?
Yeah, the singer. So you know it's a guy, but... And you know what? He might be black. Play that song there, Max.
I was not trying to make any sort of racial disharmony there.
But no, you did.
I just thought it's amusing that is what happens when people hear that song.
Yeah.
That's all. There's other songs like that too.
No, I know.
Okay. All right.
Play it.
Sure.
Am I sure there's other songs like
that? No, play it.
So let me tell you a story. All right, fine. Here we go.
I
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So
right
that
there.
Was. Oh, did you turn it off then?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he can't help it. He wants to spend his life.
That's a suicide.
Don't go. Don't
as Hemorrhoid the Leader would say, called that a suicide jam. It was funky, but yeah, definitely. What would you say? Shot. What'd you say?
A downer.
Shot with a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can funky be down? I guess this is an example of it.
Oh,
huh?
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, there's like a limit that funky can go up. It has to stop at a certain point.
Okay.
Because then it's like
you can't funk that fast,
because
right?
Then it becomes
it's crunk. River dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a certain, you're like, it's pretty funky. It's pretty funky. Oh, no, that's river dance.
Got it. It did not cross that line for sure. In fact, it probably was.
It went the other direction, though. I mean, like, how slow can you go and have it still be funky?
It was below the belt.
Oh, well.
All right.
Yeah, you wouldn't know him. But he was very nice looking, wasn't he? I showed you the album cover.
Yes. I'm guessing it was Junior. That's his name?
That's what he's... And look, he's holding a really nice white rose.
Junior is his name?
Junior. G? J-I? How would you pronounce J-I? Max! What color is...
That looks like an African-American gentleman.
An African-American gentleman.
Well... Oh, look, the telephone's on the floor. Why is the telephone on the floor?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I don't know why. We have records on the floor here.
Oh, yeah.
including Junior.
So thank you, Junior.
Yeah.
He can't help it.
He wants to spend his life.
Spend his life.
With you. He did say that a couple times. Just couldn't hear it. Anyway, thanks, Junior. Thanks for defining... Or reaching the limits of funky.
Yeah.
So right. What do we have coming up next?
Oh, this is a great one. This is a classic here. And
they're all classics.
They're all classics, yeah. But after Junior, it can only go downhill.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
All right. We'll see.
All right. It's KFJC, and you're listening for some reason to this Mayhem special called... Snap, Crackle, Pop Goes the Vinyl, and Hemorrhoid the Leader is here, and Jersey Girl is here, and Max Level is here, and here's some music. Woo!
Remembering the other girls I knew before, the many times I thought I was in love before, until yesterday when we met. Never will I forget the tender look of loving in those eyes of yours, a whisper in my ear that I alone am yours. These are the signs of love. These are the signs of love. Not before now have I been in love. See those signs in the sky up above. Remembering the ups and downs and growing up, thinking back to broken hearts and blowing up, times when my world fell apart. Younger than love was my heart. Remembering the wakeful nights and loneliness, the many times that I was fooled by tenderness. Memories of others I knew mean nothing now, there is you. Remembering the past without including you, in future that is something I need never do. Now that you're holding my hand, true love I understand. Not
Paul Desmond, right? Paul Desmond?
Yes. After he left the Dave Brubeck Quartet, he did a solo record, yeah. All right, who is it?
We don't want to hear it more. My guess is Perry Como.
No.
No?
No.
Well, you said it wasn't Tom Jones.
Well, it's not Tom Jones. Perry Como was sort of before Tom Jones and this guy, I think.
Oh, I didn't put him in.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you who it is, or do you want to keep guessing?
Well, it's not Tom Jones.
No.
It's not Perry Como.
Nope. It's going to blow your mind.
It's going to blow my mind?
It's blow your mind, yeah. It's not Paul Desmond.
Neil Sedaka. What? I can't read when you put it that close.
All right, well, here.
Who is it? Oh! Begins with Engel.
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo! Wow, that's a really long name.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's not even its real.
Whoa, what on earth was that?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't put an album on. Can you talk?
I can talk, yes.
Something else will be on after.
No, Engelbert Humperdinck is not even the guy's real name. Like, who would choose that as their persona if that's not their real name?
I mean, obviously a person with a really active imagination.
I can't get it on.
Oh.
It's never coming off.
It's going to permanently on the turntable.
We'll do a short one.
All right.
Wait, not that short. Wait, I don't know if this is a track. Wait, you can keep talking?
No. Well, no, we're listening to you trying to figure out how to use the turntable.
Well, how often does that happen that the hole is so tight that
once
you can't
once in a great while.
Put it onto the turntable. I feel like I'm never going to get it off.
And do you know what I do when that happens?
What do you do?
Take my pocket knife and scrape out the middle a little bit so the hole's a tiny bit bigger.
Well,
my pocket knife is very handy for things like that.
I guess so. It's also handy for scratching
out. For scratching records, yeah. Okay, Engelbert Humperdinck. I should get some points for that, but obviously I won't.
Well, you would think.
But we won't know.
We won't know.
All right, Jersey Girl's got something else queued up here.
I don't know what it is.
And it'll never come off the turntable, apparently.
What? Yeah, apparently.
Do-do-do?
Do-do-do. It's not do-do-do.
All right. All right, here we go.
Bring us such sweet sorrow.
I'll never be back on the brew tomorrow.
Good night. Good night. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Latimer, backstage. That bloody agent pulled the ladder from below me.
What agent?
The headbend was turning the ladder.
Don't you dare say that. That's no headbend. That's my bro.
Your bro got her bro. The bro, she gets the bro, and then she gets the father and more, and they talk about discrimination. She even has her brother and nearly broke my leg and he spoiled my lovely ending.
You spoiled more than your ending, you ruined it. And in front of all them school children as well. Protestants. Oh, that I had to associate with you at all was my misfortune.
Your what?
Misfortune.
Misfortune's Juliet's lot has ever been, for she has never loved our gracious queen. And yet for nothing better can I hope for all the things I've said about the Pope.
Now, boys, settle down at the back of the school there. Now, look, pay attention in class. Now, you've all seen this excellent, if somewhat unconventional, performance of Romeo and Juliet. Now, I want one of you boys to come out in the front of the class here and tell me what you've learned about the play. Now, which boy... Look, quiet at the back there. Now, which boy is coming out to tell me about the play? Come on. Now, come out here. Now, I want you to tell me what you've learned about the play you've just seen.
What I learned?
Now, quiet in the back there.
What I learned from watching the play.
That's right. What's your name? Sammy, is it?
Yes, my name's Sammy. I never knew it before, but I learned that Juliet is seven bellies. So did.
Seven what?
Seven bellies.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
At the holder for your belly button.
What did you learn?
Maybe you haven't got a belly button.
What did you learn about the play?
I thought it was fiapping. I thought it was... I loved the bit he fell off the balcony, so did...
The bit that fell off the balcony?
Yes. I would have loved them both to fall off the balcony. I thought it was smashing. We're going to do Romeo in our other class, so we are.
Yes, I know. Well, what
yes,
do you play?
And Pop,
what are you going to play?
I'm not in there. Look at bloody Egypt. Oh, would I? I'm not going into that. I'm going to pull the curtains. But you know wee Mervyn?
Yes, I know.
You know wee Mervyn in our class?
Yes. What about it?
Wee Mervyn's going to play Juliet. So he is.
Ridiculous. You'll have to get a girl to play Juliet.
Well, I think they're right. I think he is one. I don't think he knows what he is. He's going to play Juliet. Mm-hmm. And I have thought of a queer gag.
What's that?
Whenever the night it's going on and all the parents and mammies and daddies is coming.
That's right.
And whenever Mervyn gets up on the balcony to play Juliet, yeah? I'm going to put my pet mouth up his knickers.
Now look here, this is ridiculous.
And he'll jump, but I'm going to tell you something now that I never tell you before.
What's that?
Do you see that old doll that was on playing Juliet?
Yes.
Well, she's running down the road now. I never tell her I put a mouse up her knickers.
Okay, well, there you go. That's some humor album. With some really weird, thick accent. And it must have been funny. It was obviously funny to somebody in the audience.
Sorry, I had to put out a fire. I'm back. All right, what
it's was a horrible fire engine sound.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know that you could guess that.
Irish?
I think.
Comics? It sounded
Scottish.
Big. Scottish, yeah. Irish, same thing.
Can't you take it off the
turkey? Ah. So, it's the Young Ulstermann. I'm pronouncing it like it's German. The Young Ulstermann. That particular track was Romeo and Juliet, as you could figure out. It was part of Romeo and Juliet. I'd have to find the album cover to figure out. I can't read.
The Young Ulster Man.
Where's my glasses? Well, if I could read it, I would, but I can't. Oh, they're on my head. Doesn't that always happen?
Yeah.
So this is Spartan Records, recorded blah, 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 made in Great Britain. No idea. Yeah. Did you find it funny?
Not really. No. No,
but, you know. James Young, I guess, is the comedian.
The Young Ulster Man.
Yeah. Y'all. So, yeah. Don't know what else to tell you. Oh, guess what year?
66.
Nope.
Am I in the right decade?
No.
Nope. 1981.
No. Wrong decade.
74.
Close.
72. 71.
No, wrong way.
75.
No.
73.
Yes.
God,
that was rough.
That was rough.
Anyway, 1973.
I never want to hear
humor
that
again.
Never want to hear that again.
I know. Anyway.
All right. Hold on.
What? What on earth are you doing?
I'll tell you when we're off
okay.
the mic. All right, I've got a fine selection queued up here. This is a 45.
Ooh.
Okay, so
what are you going to play? What speed are you going to play it at?
45. As one does.
I guess. You know, these days the kids call them 7 inches.
I know.
Because sometimes, you know what? They really like to mess with the old people and have them be played at 33. Thank you. Did that happen way back in the day that 7 inches were played at 33 ever?
They were, I mean, commercial records were, the 7 inches were 45 and the 12 inches were 33.
Always.
Then you started getting into extended 12 inches that played at 45, like dance mixes and things like that. Then that's when it started sort of going either way. More common for a 12 inch to be played at 45 than a 7 inch to be played at 33, though. I think that would only be sort of like more obscure stuff.
Really? We'll have to do some research. If anyone knows, feel free to call and let us know. 650-941-2500. We've had 2 phone calls so far. The second one also, well, there was not an official statement from Hemorrhoid the leader, but the second call deserved points. I, in proxy, because Hemorrhoid leader had to step out for a moment, I will give him also 5 points.
You're giving points?
Yes. He looked at me as he was leaving and said, "You're in charge now." He said it in his mind. I could read it in his eyes.
I can't argue with that.
No, you can't.
All right. Okay, here's a song.
Thanks.
What you do is what you say. Has a like to doing how you live today. What you want and what you make. Everybody knows it's only what you take. And what you see is what you hear. When it comes around again, it's not too clear. And you say yes and they say no. Hey, everybody's talking everywhere you go. He's trying to give another man a helping hand. And he will take you kind of small a weekend stand. Never do to others what they do to you. Try to find another way to make it true. What I say is what I know. Try to get a favor point from door to door. It's tough and brave, you know it's out of style. You get a step ahead, it takes 100 miles. And now how what I say is what I know. Pray you know it's out of style. You got a step ahead, it takes 100 miles. He's trying to give another man a helping hand. And he will take you kind of small a weekend stand. Never do to others what they do to you. You better do it to them before they do it to you. What you do is what you say. As a like to doing how you live today. What you want and what you may. Everybody knows it's only what you take. And now how what you see is what you hear. When it comes around again, 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 it comes around again.
Wait, don't touch it.
It comes around again.
Isn't this great?
Again. It comes around again.
And it comes around again. And it comes around again.
Appropriate. What do you call this again?
Comes around again. Comes around again. Comes around again.
What do you call this, Max?
A locked groove. But this is not an intentional one. I mean, this just happened. It's not something that, you know, I made happen on purpose.
Yeah. And it's great. We could just leave that on for the next hour and a half.
What else would be better to say than comes around again when it keeps going around and around?
It's serendipity. I know. I just want to keep listening.
This is the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever.
Comes around again. Comes around again.
It is. It really is.
Comes around again. Comes around again.
You know what? Let's play this for a little while. I like it.
Comes around again. 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 comes around again, it 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 comes around again.
What were you saying when Hemorrhoid the leader walked in? What did Hemorrhoid the leader say?
Comes around again, comes around again, comes around again, comes around again.
I think I said that it's like this record is being live streamed by the singer of this record while it's happening, right?
While he's singing it, and is it like the infinite mirror thing?
Yes,
like the infinite mirror thing. Yeah.
Okay. Comes around again. Comes around again.
This is the best record ever. I love it.
Comes around again. Should we have mercy?
Comes around again. Comes around.
See, that's what how the computer sounded like when they unplugged him and he was singing "Bicycle Built for Two." He sounded like
oh, that. You should have done it on the one that when you played "Bicycle Built for Two."
Well.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Well, that was wonderful.
If I don't get 1,000 points for that, then I don't know who...
Look at him. He's constantly, like, telling you how many points he should get.
I know. This kind of strategy, you know, abusing the judge is not going to pay dividends.
It's going to hurt me in the long run, isn't it?
I know. I might.
See, is what you hear. When it comes around again.
Oh, there it is.
Comes around again. Comes around again.
That is great.
Okay, that's great.
It really is.
I'm keeping that. I want to have that in my collection.
It is really wonderful.
Yeah. All right.
Well, nothing could top that. We may as well end the show.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
And yet.
Who was the artist? Huh?
And yet it continues.
Who was the
artist?
Perry
Como.
Oh,
Ingo.
No.
And it comes around again. Who could that be?
Well, I can tell you the song is called "This World Today is a Mess."
Oh.
What's the name of the song?
Uh-huh. How appropriate.
Yeah. Okay, the artist, want to
sure.
tell you?
Sure.
Morris Albert.
Oh, I was, yeah.
Two first names.
Yeah.
No, but do you know the big hit by Morris Albert?
Absolutely not.
No?
Well, who's what? Yeah, you know a lot more about music than I do.
Oh, yeah.
Feelings. Remember that? Nothing more than
feelings.
That was Morris Albert.
Really?
Yeah.
Trying to forget my feelings of love.
Right. And then on the other
side. Teardrops falling down on my face.
And then on the other side, you get comes around again, comes around again, comes around.
Is that song on the other side?
Yeah, that's the other side of it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't play it. Oh.
Well, I just played.
No, I know.
A random
song. No, it's
side.
Great.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Boy, I love this record. This is great.
Now I'm going to have this song in my head. Trying to forget my feelings of love.
Oh, anyway. I thought you were going to have comes around again. Like,
my feelings
comes around again.
You got
comes around again. 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 Comes around.
That's like a crazy person gets that in their head. They're like, I got a 2-second song.
Comes around again. Comes around again. All right.
I think we should just end the show because it could not get any better than this.
No, we'd have to play, what is that, Kokomo. We should play Kokomo and Feelings together at the end or at some point. Anyway.
6 points.
Okay,
we have a song that I don't know what it's going to be. So it's cued, sort of.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a piano.
I like the image of the Zamboni going.
Yeah, the Zamboni driver is going back and forth.
And this is what we'd be playing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, hey kids, the Zamboni's out. Clear the rink, the Zamboni.
I could see a clown on a Zamboni.
Oh no, that would be so scary. Oh my god. He wouldn't tell the kids he's coming out. He'd be aiming for the kids.
He'd be in the cake with all the criminals.
No, this. Oh, maybe we should. I'll talk about this after the selection.
God. You gotta smooth out the ice.
So the cake will come out flawlessly, right? It's smooth right across the surface of the floor, yeah.
It's hot Zamboni.
There are some ghost vocals in there somewhere.
The vocal is good. It's like Keith Jarrett, maybe.
And Paul Desmond, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? Although...
excuse me.
I don't know if this was a repeat caller, but the caller was basically saying...
We should get off the air.
No! choose some better music. He's like, well, I also have like the train... station radio on in the background where they're saying, asking whether they can proceed on track such and such. And sometimes I listen to that and it's better than what I'm hearing right now. He didn't say that last bit.
Everybody's a critic.
Yeah. Everybody is a critic. I personally like the Zamboni music.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that, I think, is what they call a tack piano. Does that ring a bell at all?
Tack? A tack?
No, not... No, TAC, T-A-C-K. Okay, so it had that sort of a different sound. What they do is the strikers on a piano, like on an upright piano, it has these felt strikers that hit the key. They put thumbtacks in those. That way it has a more metallic percussive sound.
Wow.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's an effect that you can get on a regular upright piano just by putting, you're kind of like, it's almost, you're preparing the piano in a way, but it makes that sort of old-timey, you know, saloon kind of sound, you know?
Did you just come with that from upstairs?
Yes.
Is that what's going on up
yeah.
there?
Now, there was a whole series of records that came out, probably back in the 50s, maybe more of the 60s, okay, where they always had some guy, like, named Crazy Fritz or something, and he'd be playing this piano with this, like, barroom music, and there'd be, you know, women on the front with, like, steins of beer and stuff.
Could it be Crazy Otto?
Yeah. Is it Crazy Otto?
It's Crazy Otto.
Oh my God. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's, yeah.
Max, if I were giving you points, I'd give you a whole heck of a lot of
Crazy
points.
Crazy Fritz and Crazy Otto. They were the kings of the barroom piano sound.
Okay.
That's amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah. But you that's how it? They get that. Do I want? No, I don't want it.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Dude's crazy.
Crazy Otto's back in town.
I'm going to give you 5 points. And Jersey Girl, you get -5 points That's for telling me to give him.
No, I said if I were giving points, I said nothing about Hemorrhoid the leader should give points.
I'm going to give you another -5 points for.
I don't know which one that was. I'm going to. That would. Let's say that was the Happy Piano Medley.
Yeah, not Calliope music.
Well, all right, I'm going to switch it. But anyway,
Crazy Fritz.
I'm very impressed with your music knowledge. Both of you have incredible. You do the crunk, you do the crazy auto. What do I do? I do feelings.
What's your specialty?
I do feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
All right, we've got a good one here. Are you done awarding me the points?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Thank you.
Nets.
Is that like belly dance music? It kind of sounds like
hey.
It. Hey. I'm sorry I started at the wrong speed. It sounded like Smurfs playing belly dance music, you know, and that's not right.
Dumba, 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 dumba. If I can't guess much. I mean, it'd be great if I could guess the language. It would be great if I could spit out, like, oh, that's a dumba dumba, like somebody does, or...
Dumba dumba.
You mean the aluminum drum that they're playing, the dumbek? You mean that? Or is it a darbuka?
I absolutely have no idea.
Belly dance percussion.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, that was The Magic Carpet by Mohammed El Bakar and his Oriental Ensemble, giving us the big hit, Raksedor, R-A-K-S-E-D-O-U-R.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Is it truly belly dance music?
I don't know, it just sounded like it. When you hear the women going, isn't that like a belly dance?
That sounds like a...
Call?
That's a cross between like an African yelp and an Indian yelp, quite honestly. Like...
Okay, so you know, then they also do it in Turkey and all these other
places.
Well,
where country is that from?
I don't know. It's Mohammed El Bakar.
Well, but it doesn't say on there?
Well, maybe it says on the...
Does it? Nothing?
I can go grab the album.
Can you name all the instruments, Hemorrhoid the Leader?
Yeah, there were drums and a lyre and... A guitar.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you think Egyptian? Do you think talking Arabic? Is it Iranian?
I'm about to share.
My guess was going to be Iranian, but...
I'm going to share some knowledge here for you.
Okay. I have to believe it. When are you going to share your knowledge?
Very soon. As soon as I can read these notes here. It says here, and I can't figure out what his thing is, but he says his styles are Syrian, Lebanese, Turkish, and Persian. It doesn't say what he is or where this comes from. But there you go. That's that part of the world. Lebanon, Syria, Turkey, and Iran. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
He's a handsome guy. Look at that. He's got some crazy women hanging all over him, pouring him tea.
Yeah.
Pouring him tea. Look at that. And playing tambourines. You want to... check that out here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a handsome ensemble if I ever saw one.
Ensemble.
When you have ensemble. A magic carpet.
Yeah. It's like Hugh Hefner of the East.
When you... Hugh Hefner of the East.
Right?
Sure.
He's got these pretty girls serving him tea and whatnot.
I think he's serving himself tea.
He's a leading tenor of the Orient.
Of the Orient.
Yeah, where did it come from? It came from the Orient.
Orient, yeah.
That is some dated terminology, wouldn't you say? I don't say the Orient anymore. All right. So, no points to Jersey Girl for that one.
Yeah, no points.
Yeah.
You're letting him lead you.
Yeah, no points for you. Either. No points.
Okay, next up, you inspired me to put this one on.
All right.
So play it.
Well, all right.
Play it.
Hang on, I gotta push the button.
All right.
Ich hab das Mädel getroffen. Ich hab den Bucher eingewiegt. Wie schnell weg geflogen blieb.
Wenn ich Sigur geworden, Aschenkeit, wenn is euch gewachsen schön. Gurnächten Kinder seinen sei geben. Sonnenschein, Sonnenfall, Sonne scheint, Sonne fällt, schneller weg die Tee. Erschlechten eingepflanzt die Blumen, ein Blühen seh ich schon dort beim Bett. Sonne scheint, Sonne fällt, Sonne scheint, Sonne fällt, Jürgen läuft schnell. Eng einander, Jürgen, vorüber, in it mit naches Kind im Quell.
So you think this is from Cats?
I think it's like Fiddler on the Roof, is what I think. Is it Yiddish? Is it Yiddish or Hebrew or what?
I'm all over this.
Yiddish is not the word. It's,
no, it is.
Is it? That's the language of singing.
I've always heard it said that Yiddish was the language of singing.
Yeah. It is. It's really.
Really?
No.
Doesn't that sound like a train whistle?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a train whistle.
Well, that guy that listens to the train broadcast must be very happy then, right? So we're playing this at the wrong speed because at the right speed, 33, Hemorrhoid the leader pointed out that it sounded like someone had hit the singer with a tranquilizer dart. So we figured we would liven things up a little bit and play it at a peppier tempo.
It's very interesting that this sounds like a woman, and then...
And that sounds like a guy who's falling asleep.
Isn't...
Very comfortable.
Very comfortable. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it sounds good either way, in my opinion. Yeah.
It's either this guy or a Smurf.
Low standards.
Okay, so is this sunrise sunset?
It is sunrise sunset, and it what? Is in Yiddish.
Okay, is it, what play is it from, or what movie is it from, or what stage show is it? Wow, dude can hit a note. There we have it. Fiddler on the Roof.
I thought it was
yes.
great. I mean, it's Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish. You, like, completely nailed it.
Wow.
Jan, I don't know if you would say his name, Jan, yep, or Jan. Jan Bart. Sings in Yiddish. I've never heard Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish. But
are there enough points for you to award to me for this?
Oh, yeah. He keeps asking for points.
I know.
Don't even come over
I'll
there.
I'll block you.
He apparently is a popular American lyric tenor, humorist, raconteur, and fundraiser.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Why on earth would you have that as your bio on an album?
Good question.
What's the definition of a raconteur? Is that how you say it?
Raconteur?
Yeah, raconteur. It's like a fun person.
Really?
Yeah, they have fun.
Okay.
Like, so like a dude who knows his way around or something, you know, kind of like, or maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, it's like when you go over to someone's house and you're having bagels in the morning and the guy's like, have a screwdriver. And you're like, okay, all right, fine.
I want to be a raconteur. I want to have my business card say that, you know?
Yeah, no, that actually happened to me and they were like, he's a raconteur.
Well, there you go. You define it by experience.
Yeah.
And that makes perfect sense. I understand it now. So right. Anyway.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I thought it was great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Maybe I have low standards, but I thought it was great. I think the guy with the train set is calling again. Hold on.
All right, well, I'm going to start.
It's time to extend this break.
Yeah. Okay, so a little while ago, we played, Jersey Girl played a yellow 6-inch record that played at 78. It just so happens I have one of those too. We just by total coincidence, we both showed up with a yellow 6-inch record.
You.
And so we're going to hear this other one and we'll compare and contrast to the other yellow 6-inch record.
KFJC.
That sounds great.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go ahead and start it.
Oh.
Oh, it's so funny. I have two people calling me to tell me the definition of Rec Hunter. I put the train guide on hold because he was telling me what a rock hunter is. Yeah. And I have somebody else here telling what. Okay, so this one's telling me he has a better story.
Can you hold him up to the microphone?
No, it
doesn't really work.
Okay, thank you for calling me, letting me know. Sorry about that. I don't know if you heard that on the radio, but.
Jersey Girls got the hotline. Rock and tour defining hotline.
It's a thing. All right, we're going to do this one here.
My bonnie lies over the ocean.
My bonnie lies over the sea.
My bonnie
lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Bring back, bring back. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me, to me. Bring back, bring back. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me.
My bonnie lies over the ocean. My bonnie lies over the sea. My bonnie lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my bonnie to me.
Whoa, bring back my Bonnie.
It's over already. Hang on. Here,
you know, make it go away. If that's a children's record, that's an awful, like... Oh, I didn't even put it in. It's very adult.